Hello, this is Moria Shrine Radio with your host, DJ Gabe, at WMFO this is DJ Gabe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I can't speak. We're 3 a.m. in the morning, and we just heard 3 in the morning from Homestuck Volume 6, Air Transparent. I think I'm just going to keep playing that every time because the name corresponds with my time slot, so may as well. Kind of funny. I like this song. It's a pretty good song. Yeah. Well, it's been a pretty exhausting couple of weeks. 2 weeks, I guess. Since the last thing. I went to some concert, about 2 weeks ago up in Boston with my dad, my grandpa. It's pretty good. The concert atmosphere is a little hectic, one could call it. I also had to stay standing for a long time, and I got a bit tired, but that's okay. It's kind of fun. This week I was working on my keyboard projects again. Let me put in a discussion thingy here. Let's see. I guess ranting about last 2 weeks. Of my life. Sure. So I bought this macro pad, which is like a 4 key by 4 key, so 16 keys in total, little keyboard thing. It's like a DIY kit, do it yourself. I had to buy the switches and keys separately. But you like solder on all the different components, the microcontroller, the diodes, the switches, and put it all together. And I got a little 3D printed case for it, which is really cool. And I programmed it, to get some macros for like my coding macros. So I have a macro that like writes a print statement for like error checking, bug checking in my code. Then I also had some that do funny copy pastas, and like memes, ASCII text memes. So it's, you don't have to like copy paste them from the internet. You can just press a button on my little keyboard. It's pretty cool. Unfortunately, two of the switches that I soldered in are broken currently, so I have to desolder them, and I'm planning on desoldering 4 of them, just to keep the layout even, just make it look a bit better, then have just like off-ended. These two are broken, so make them different. Because the switches are going to sound different, because the switches I'm currently using are really rare, Blue Alps, probably from like the 80s or something, which are possibly my favorite switch. I haven't tried enough to say that specifically. I've also not tried really good feeling Blue Alps. Well, maybe I did at the keyboard meetup in Boston I went to a while ago, but yeah, I really want to try some really good Blue Alps, but because Blue Alps aren't produced anymore, they were for really old mechanical keyboards in the 80s, and I guess maybe some 90s, I'm not entirely certain, like when the when the last Blue Alps boards were really made. The famous one, Leading Edge DC 2011 or 2014, something like that. It's DC 2014, and they were XT keyboard, double shots, and SKCM Blue Alps. They appear to have been made. Let's see. That didn't say it. Why did that not say it? That's confusing to me. That's a good question then. I'm not sure why it's... Oh man, someone was selling one of these boards for $50 on eBay in 2016 because people didn't know any better. Those things are now worth like... They go for like $200 on eBay now. But I'm not about to shell out $200. It's tempting, yes, but I also don't want to... Also, poor college student times. Yeah. It looks like a really cool looking board, though. Google it. Check out Deskthority article on it. It's pretty nice. Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna go play some more music then. Let's see, what should I play? What do I got over here? Okay, so mostly got some... lots of Toho stuff. This interesting French Toho remix here. I'm gonna see if I can find all the information I need about it to log on my Spinitron here. Oh, I also need to do the DJ check-in. Oops. Let me do that right now. Okay. Starts at 3 a.m. And my name is Gabriel. And the station is good. And I'm not subbing. Yeet. Submit. Alright, there you go. So yeah, I'm gonna go play this neat French Toho remix. And I guess I'll also play a really fun, super fast-paced electro remix of Megalovania by Camellia, who's an amazing artist. So, go enjoy that. Here we go.
Chacun de ces mots referme.
Well, that was a fantastic song. Oh my God, I love that song. Camellia is just a fantastic artist. Oh man. Anyway, so the French song was Blame by Crest on the album Mindseeker. I have that album. It's pretty good. I think you can actually get it free on Bandcamp. So check that out. I think it's a pretty good album. And the other one, Megalovania remix by Camellia, who's just, I can't praise Camellia enough. He makes fantastic, fantastic songs. I found him through my favorite rhythm game, Osu. And there are some great maps for his songs. Yeah, and he's just fantastic. I could rave about him all day. He's phenomenal. Yeah. So I was gonna say something actually. I was just thinking. Let's think. What was I doing? I had. Oh yeah. One of my sweet mates just got Disney Plus. Disney Plus is certainly quite the streaming service. It's kind of a little bit frightening just kind of looking at the catalog of that, just because of like you realize like how big Disney's reach is. Star Wars, like Pixar, it's legitimately frightening. Seeing everything like you grew up with or whatever is all owned by this one giant corporation. Monopolies, love them. Yep, good old monopolies. I feel like I was gonna say something about like Toho, but for some reason I forgot. So I've been following this one Toho fan game for a while now, which is like a Mario Kart derivation clone. I don't want to use the word clone because I feel like it's demeaning, because it's actually a pretty cool game, called Genso Skydrift. So it's basically Mario Kart with Toho characters, and apparently some of the developers on it are developers from Mario Kart Double Dash, which is one of the pretty big, very well liked Mario Kart games. I've played it a few times, but I don't actually own it, which sucks. But apparently it is. I've been waiting for it to release on Steam and Switch, Nintendo Switch. Steam is for PC. For like basically this entire last half of this year. When I originally found out that it was like releasing on Switch and Steam and such, it was in like beta like a few years ago, and there's like a demo that everyone has played before in the Toho fandom. It's been around for a while, but it's kind of just a beta version, and it's not as good. But the full game will be releasing, which is extremely hype. But it was originally supposed to come out spring of this year, and then it got pushed back to summer of this year, and then it was like, it's gotta be this winter, and now finally we have a release date. December 12th, which is, like, really, really close, to be honest. It's just, I don't know, it's just, like, a month, or, like, a little bit less than a month, I feel like. Yeah, just a little bit less than a month. So that's extremely exciting, because this is a pretty cool-looking fan game. Yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty hype. I've been following the developer of the game and seeing like pre-release screenshots and little video clips. So it's been pretty fun. Yeah. That's pretty big hype. I'm currently waiting on the registration to open for Anime Boston, which is the big convention in Boston for anime. It's typically supposed to come out in October, but they're having some technical issues or something. Maybe I'm just blind and I can register, but I don't think so. I really want to hear back from that soon, because I need to buy tickets and get the best deal, because if you buy early, it's a better deal. Whatever. Yes. So, yeah, I want to do that. I also have a very, very tentative plan to try and save enough money to go to Japan this summer. One of my high school friends. I believe I have possibility of a room from another high school friend or someone else. All tentative. I was hoping to go during Comiket season, which is like first week of August, I want to say. Comiket is the big anime convention in Japan. But from researching, apparently, now this could be, I could be wrong, it's apparently during like nearby the Olympics, because the Olympics are in Japan then. And personally, I don't really care about the Olympics, so I would not really want to go to Japan just to go to the Olympics. Because that'd be crowded, I feel like. A lot of people will be going, and so it's going to be hectic and awful. So I'm a little bit disappointed, actually, that maybe Comiket... So, yeah, possibly it's Comiket will be, like, delayed or something, or even pushed to, like, May, which is during finals season, which I'm not going to be able to do that, because I can't really do, can't really skip finals. Also, I'll bring up my PSA because I need, I think I did that one already. This one's a good one, I guess. But yeah, I'm getting frustrated because I wanted to go to Japan this summer, but maybe it would be the best strat to push it to next summer, so I can do Comiket, and it'll also give me a bit more time to save money, which will be a really smart plan, because I need to be better about saving money, because I've been splurging on keyboard stuff and things. I decided to go into a group buy for a key set, keyboard keepcap set based on like camping, which is a pretty cool looking set. It was when I first saw it, when I first got into the keyboard hobby, it probably is my favorite key set of all time. It's brown and green, like trees, camping colors, and really cool looking novelty keycaps. I don't know, it looks pretty cool. I'm glad that I got into the group buy, because it's a pretty rare set. It doesn't get on group buy often. Group buy, if you don't know, is purchase, they have like a limited amount of stock and they sell it to people, and then it ships out after like sometimes like half a year after they finally get all their orders done, all their production done, I guess. Yeah, so I did get on that early. I think it's coming out, I want to say like March of 2020, so good ways, like 3 months, 3.5 months or something. Yeah. Oh well. But I'm excited for it because it's a pretty cool key set, and I have some keyboards I maybe want to put them on. Maybe a vintage keyboard. Maybe I can repurpose my Weiss keyboard that I found at the recycling center, because I have some vintage MX Blacks in that, and GMK Camping might look really cool in a vintage case. Or I can use my ergonomic PCB board that I wanted to give away. But that looks so complicated to set up. Anyways, here's a PSA. This is the Blackout Emergency Preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? I would. How long would you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This was a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Cool. There's my PSA done. Back to what I was talking about. Keyboard things. I should probably actually set this as a discussion thing. Discussion. Let's see. Toho keyboards, conventions, Japan, etc. Submit. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, I wanted to. I was frustrated by Comic-Con not being this summer, so maybe I want to push it back to next summer. That was all I wanted to say. Yeah, it would give me more time to save up. I've been spending a lot on keyboards, and yeah, I think that's it. Let's play some more music then. I'll do Hoffley and Nachi Casual Killer Remix. I don't remember what the actual name it is because it's in Japanese. Hoffrey is good. And then, yeah, I'll leave it at those two. All right. So enjoy these songs. Here we go. Oh, Welcome back. All right, so the first one was Hafiri by Undead Corporation. And the second one was 514 by Maritumix. And I'm fairly certain it was just a single, but I actually found it. It appears to be almost made for this one video, but by Minus T, who does 3D modeled Toho animations, like CG animations for like fight scenes that like are that canonically happen in the Toho video games. And they're fantastic. So yeah, somewhat recently, like half a year ago, I guess, or maybe a little sooner, but no, probably like a half a year ago. Probably like, yeah, April or something. Yeah, probably April or May. His latest one came out for my favorite character, Koichi. Koichi Komeiji, and this is Hearth. This is one of the songs that plays in that animation by Minus T, and it's a remix of Koichi's theme from the games. It's a really good theme, and the Hafiri by Undead Corporation is also a Toho mix, but it's not the same theme. But it's a really good. It's a really good song. This is. Hafiri was actually my first introduction to Undead Corporation as a band. I've played two other songs by Undead Corporation the last two radio shows I've done. They're fantastic artists. This is the first one I found, as usual, because of my favorite rhythm game Osu. There's a really good map for this song. Unfortunately, the final difficulty of it is a little bit dumb because it's badly mapped, which is unfortunate. But the lower difficulties when I was just starting out Osu, were really good. Were really good maps, and really, it was a really good song. Yeah, so that was a great, great little song. Both great, great songs. Yeah. Love me some Toho. Yeah. Well, it's 3:47. I was just browsing on Reddit, while the music was playing. I found some anime figures for sale by this one guy.
It's a truck out
at this hour. Who is this guy? There's some kind of cheap stuff in there, which looks kind of neat. There's two, only $35, Girls in Panzer figures, which look pretty nice, and I'm mighty tempted by them. But again, I should save my money. But they're really good. They're really cool looking. Ooh, there's another really interesting one, actually. I want to, maybe I'll check that out later. Yeah. So, we got, 12 minutes left. I can play my Demetori metal, which I have to do. I always gotta do a metal cover. Metal song as like the one of the last two songs. I'll do. Oh wow, I'm. Oh, that's unfortunate. I really wanted to play Red. Or, yeah, it's basically translates to the song. The song basically translates to Red. But if I did that, I wouldn't also be able to do Demetori. Well, I mean, I could. You know what? I'm gonna do it. Here we go. I'm going to play it now. See ya. You know what? I'm just gonna continue playing it after doing the old. This is Moria Shrine Radio, DJ Gabe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And the last song you heard roughly translates to Scarlet Moonlight something by East New Sound. Akai is basically like red or scarlet, and that's repeated a number of times. And the song you are currently listening to and are about to get right back to is The Mad Piero Laughs by Demetori. Who's a great Toho metal artist. All right, let me get back to that then.